The choking ghost of a house near Sandiford Place, Glasgow. The last time I was passing through Glasgow, I put up for the night at a hotel near Sandiford Place, and met there an old theatrical acquaintance named Brown, Healy Brown. Not having seen him since I gave up acting, which is now, alas, a good many years, we had much to discuss. Touring days, lodgings, managers, crowds, and a dozen other subjects, all included in the vulgar term shop. We spent the whole of one evening debating thus in the smoke room, whilst the following night we went to an entertainment given by that charming reciter and raconteur, Miss Lillian North, who, apart from her talent, which, in my opinion, places her in the first rank of her profession, is the possessor of extraordinary personal attractions, not the least remarkable of which are her hands. Indeed, it was through my attention being called to the latter that I am indirectly indebted for this story. Miss North has typically psychic hands, exquisitely white and narrow, and her long, tapering fingers and filbert nails, which, by the way, are always trimly manicured, are the most perfect I have ever seen. I was alluding to them on our way back to the hotel after her performance when Healy Brown interrupted me. "Talking about psychic things, O'Donnell," he said, "do you know there is a haunted house near where we are staying?" "You don't? Very well, then. If I tell you what I know and you write about it, will you promise not to allude to the house by its right number? If you do, there will be the dickens to pay. Simply call it a house near Sandiford Place. You promise? Good. Let us take a little stroll before we turn in. I feel I want a breath of fresh air, and I will tell you the experience I once had there. It was exactly 2 years ago, and I was on tour here in the Green Bushes. All the usual theatrical diggings had been snapped up long before I arrived, and not knowing where else to go, I went to this house in Sandiford Place, which I saw advertised in one of the local papers as a first-class private hotel with very moderate charges. A wild bit of extravagance, eh? But then one does do foolish things sometimes, and, to tell the truth, I wanted a change badly. I had digged for a long time with a fellow called Charlie Grosvenor. Not a bad chap, but rather apt to get on one's nerves after a while, and he had got on mine horribly. Consequently, I was not at all sorry for an excuse to get away from him for a bit, and even though I had to pay dearly for it. A private hotel in a neighborhood like that of Sandiford Place is a big order for an ordinary comedian. I forget exactly what the terms were, but I know I pulled rather a long face when I was told. Still, being, as I say, tired of the usual digs, I determined to try it, and accordingly found myself landed in a nice-sized bedroom on the second floor. The first 3 nights passed, and nothing happened, saving that I had the most diabolical nightmares, a very unusual thing for me. It was the cheese, I said to myself, when I got out of bed in the morning. I will take very good care I don't touch cheese tonight. I kept this resolution, but I had the nightmare again, and even, if anything, worse than before. Then I fancied it must be the cocoa. I was at that time a teetotaler, so I took hot milk instead. But I had the nightmare all the same, and my dreams terrified me to such an extent that I did not dare get out of bed in the morning, it was then winter, till it was broad daylight. It was now becoming a serious matter with me. As you know, an actor